Welcome to another short episode of Awakening Lands. Today, I want to tell you a little bit about these workshops we're developing. In our last episode, we mentioned that we're also learning how to build in public. So once again, here it goes. Over the past couple of weeks, Anna and I have been hosting workshops for regenerative storytelling. We're just learning how to do this. So we've been starting out by inviting storytellers and artists we already know in an attempt to develop a format we can bring to the ground in service to local regenerative movements. You might be asking, what is regenerative storytelling? Well, regeneration is the process by which something is renewed, is restored. It is cyclical. It's a pattern of living entities and living systems. Regeneration refers to practices that revitalize whole natural systems, that promote biodiversity, resilience, the restoration of degraded land, a return to natural abundance, and a return to life. A regenerative story might be about bringing back a dried up creek, a local farm adopting regenerative agricultural practices. It could be about anything that results in healthier soils, more water retained on the land, a greater presence of life. Regenerative stories can also be about revitalizing communities themselves, fostering human cultures that tap into ongoing and cyclical renewal of people and place. A great example is our friends in Superior, Arizona, hosting regular open mic nights at their community center, Leo's, providing a reliable place for the neighborhood to meet up. Regenerative stories can also be about individuals. There could be a story of someone who realizes the life and vitality of the world around them seems to be suffering, and they set off on a quest to seek why. These stories are broad and cover so much, but in their essence, they are stories that inspire, that bring clarity to visions and possibilities of better ways of being humans on Earth. When we watch the news or follow social media, it's easy to feel as if so much of the world is crumbling apart. But when I've had my feet on the ground, moving from place to place, and as I've honed my sense of where to look, I find so many good things happening. There are people everywhere following their heart, their intuition, bringing gratitude to life, and doing the right thing, directing their energies towards healing and regeneration. The inspiration and models that these people provide are invaluable in this time of planetary degradation and stress. In our first 14 episodes, Anna and I interviewed exemplars, people we call local regenerative leaders and weavers, folks who are leading the way in a shift towards a more ecologically harmonious future on Earth. One of the things we have become aware of through these interviews and as we've been able to peer through these leader and weaver stories into their local movements is that there is an overabundance of additional stories of local regeneration that want to be told. That brings us to the purpose of these workshops. We want to learn how to create a creative space where more people, more storytellers, more artists are learning together how to tell these stories. A flood of hope and possibility wants to flow freely. Right now, some of the things we've seen holding back that torrent of goodness are a lack of highly visible examples and models, a lack of understanding of how to coherently tell stories of regeneration, somehow a lack of permission to do so, and definitely a lack of production capability. These are barriers we are aiming to overcome. These are some of the lessons we're aiming to learn. So far, our initial workshops have been fun, validating, at times hard. Admittedly, we've got some small kinks to work out, but we're not giving up. We're putting our reps in, and we've got good friends supporting us along the way. Thanks again to everyone putting their energy and resources into helping us form an inspiring learning and storytelling ecosystem for regeneration. We have several stories that are coming together, but one of the things we're learning about art is that in so many ways it goes at its own pace. This is especially true as we're just getting started. So Anna and I and others are aiming to bring more visibility to the many things we are doing along the way. Please take a look at the Substack article that goes with this episode, linked in the show notes. There you'll see a bit of storytelling and more building it in public. You'll see some of the nitty-gritty of our workshops in the form of jam boards we've been playing with. Hopefully, you'll find a jolt of inspiration somewhere in all of this. That's the goal, to spread inspiration around as much as possible. Anna and I are still far from our funding goals to support the two of us in doing this full-time and to begin bringing on additional facilitators, storytellers, producers, videographers to take this to the next level. That's what we want to do. So if you'd like to see this grow and you have the means, please subscribe and donate through our Substack. And as always, if you don't mind, please tell your landscape we said hello.